died and went to heaven. St. Peter met them at the gate. Got some good news, he informed them, and some bad, I hate to say. Now the good news is you'll all get in, the bad is not right now. I don't have room for all of you, gonna have to choose just one somehow. And there really is no fair way, no getting around the facts. None of you was an angel without some moral lapse. So I think what I will ask you is to tell how you arrived. And the one whose story's best will be the first to come inside. Now, James, why don't you start? How is it that you're here? Well, it's like this, James began, running fingers through his beard. I live in New York City, in a tall apartment house. And I'd come to suspect no more than suspect someone's messing with my spouse. So one day I left for work at the usual crack of dawn. But instead of returning at 7 that night, I was back at 10 that morn. Slipped my key into the lock, opened up the door. I heard noises from the bedroom as I dashed across the floor. There she was in bed, stark naked, my wife drawing up the sheets. She was yelling, I wasn't listening. This was not the time for speech. I looked under the bed, he wasn't there. I checked the bathroom, not there too. I checked closets, nooks, crannies, every corner of every room. I could not find that son of a gun. But as I stood stock still, musing in the living room, my eyes lit on the sill, where much to my astonishment and delight, I well may add, I saw 10 fingers on the window ledge. I could not help but laugh. Still laughing, I opened the window, lifted each finger from its perch. 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, it was done. He went plummeting to earth. Now, I knew he was a goner, but I checked just the same. I leaned out, and to my amazement, he was trying to crawl away. I was incensed. I was livid. I raced into the kitchen and back, scooching the fridge across the living room floor right up to the window sash, where I tipped it over the ledge. It tumbled down the building side. End over end, it descended right on that loathsome guy. I turned back into the living room, wide smile on my face. My wife stood there with a skillet, which she'd already raised. With tremendous force and to great effect, she swung down that iron pan. It found its mark, my balding head, and voila, here I am. Oh my gosh, that's quite a story. St. Peter marveled aloud. Now, Robert, it's your turn. How is it you're here now? I too, Robert, began living a high rise in New York. But I'm not happy in the city, with its stress, its speed, its cost. And I'm not getting any younger. And I ask myself sometimes, you're not gonna live forever. Is this what you want in life? No, I tell myself, and I need not settle for this lot. There must be places round the country want the program skills I've got. So I went online at last, and it didn't take much time. I found a job in Boulder that seemed made with me in mind. I faxed, they called, I flew out, my 2 days there sped on by. At the end of which they shook my hand, the job they said was mine. Now the one regret they had was that I would have to wait. Their budget had me starting 2 months from that day. Not a problem, I assured them, waiting is something I have known. I can hold my breath 2 months. We laughed, I flew back home, sitting in my office, village voice in hand, perusing through the personals. I came upon this ad: used climbing equipment, cheap, need cash, must move. And I'm thinking to myself, say, what have I got to lose? I'm going to Colorado, and it's been my dream to climb. Why not make the purchase? I'll use the stuff in time. So sight unseen, I bought it all, kept that pile by the door. And every time I went in or out, that is what I saw. Well, one day as I was leaving, I reached the door and stopped. I was staring at the equipment, entranced by this new thought. Say, I got the stuff right here, why not put it to good use? With that, I picked it up and headed for the roof, where I took the rope and tied it round the incinerator pipe. began laying down the building from its lofty city heights. As I descended, I was smiling. This is fun, this is great sport. Say, I could have been doing this long ago. What had I waited for? And then it was I noticed the nylon rope was frayed, and the fraying was unraveling, and unraveling's not so great. I knew at any moment the rope would break and I'd be dead. I threw myself against the building, clinging to a window ledge. Well, how long could I dangle? My strength was not that strong. So I prayed for intervention, admitting all that I'd done wrong. But I told the Lord straight out that I would mend my ways. All I asked for at that moment was that somehow I be saved. In answer to my prayer, the window was being raised. I heard the strangest laughter, but who cared? We're talking saved. And then I felt my fingers being lifted one by one. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now begins the fatal plunge. As I fell, I told myself, you'll be dead in just a sec. Then I landed, and amazing, I was hurt, I was a wreck. But I was not dead, just nearly. I tried to crawl away. Then something else befell me that sealed my mortal days. Along the side of that tall building, a refrigerator barreled down and landed squarely on me. And that's why I'm here now. Oh my God, Bob, that's some story. What an ending, what a blow. Now, Albert, you've been patient. It's your turn to have a go. I knew, Albert sighed, this would come out sooner or later. Picture this, I'm stark naked inside a refrigerator.